Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, this jungle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads all across the country. Want to say good afternoon to Pittsburgh. Good afternoon to Iowa, Florida, New York, Minnesota. Welcome, everybody, to Blog Talk. We're talking about gun violence once again in our community because it's such an important issue that we have to do something about it. And a lot of people wonder, what is the success? What kind of results are we getting out of the new technology that we have in Minnesota? And we have the Shot Spotter. And the Shot Spotter, in its first month of operation, the Minneapolis Police Department new Shot Spotter gunfire detection system has helped police make several arrests, recover guns, and respond quickly to shots fired when that happens. They can respond to those calls. And it covers a two-block radius around the shots fired and detects gunshots using multiple sensors and the positioning of the gunshot with great accuracy and immediately alerts 911 operators who can dispatch the police immediately. That's a good thing. Most dispatches are made in less than 1 minute. After the shot is detected, those alerts have helped lead to 3 felony arrests as of in 2007. This is the first time. 3 felony arrests, 3 misdemeanor arrests, 2 recovered guns, a recovered stolen vehicle, and information used in homicide, robbery, and shooting investigations. All that's important. We want to acknowledge the family. They had a funeral yesterday. And we were there to provide security and make it safe. And it was important that we were there because it's important that we continue to support our families as they go through the trials and tribulations that they go through. You know, gun violence is not an easy thing. You know, and I think it's important that we understand why it's not. Number one, have we found out and why can't we find out where those guns are coming from? There's a reason why, and we're going to have some experts on here to help us with that, to help us figure out what are the reasons why we can't figure out where the guns are coming from, and why is it that we have so many people killing each other. One of the reasons is you look in the neighborhoods where the shootings are happening, they put too many poor people together that are struggling. This morning, I happened to be at a meeting, 3 young boys were looking for stuff to steal. They were. It was simple. They're trying to get stuff out of cars. And they had a cell phone they wanted to sell. And me and Bishop Richard D. Howe took time out to talk to them, gave them an assignment to clean the neighborhood up. They did that. I took them to breakfast. I have their phone numbers. I'm going to have them do some work for me. These are 3 smart kids, street smart, too. Young kid told me the early bird gets the worm, man. That's why we up so early. 6:30 in the morning, early bird gets the worm. I'm like, yeah, you got that, but you're getting the wrong worm. We got some folks on the line. We're talking about gun violence. We're talking about things we can do to make a difference. I'm going right to 5737 and have a chat with them. 5737, how you doing? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dad.
Hey, BJ, how you doing, man? It's a long day with the Minneapolis.
Great.
Dad. Just listening to you, man. You're right. It's gun violence. Ridiculous, man. We got a lot of young kids being killed for no reason. I was talking to a young man one day, and he was like, they're getting their guns from Chicago. And I just recently came from Chicago burying myself, somebody. And it's amazing how, you know, just not understanding how much, you know, anger these kids have. But looking at it, like, you know, it's really confusing. Like, somebody is giving them these guns. You know what I mean? And you got people, you got girlfriends going by 3 and 4 5 guns. and turning around and coming and selling to the young men in the community. They even give me something. You know, here, you can hold this gun, you can hold this gun. You know, trying to make them think that they tough. You know, back in the day when I was growing up, man, tough was being able to have a fist fight. You know, if win or lose, you would be tough enough to fight back. Now, these kids, they can't even fight. All they know how to do is run and go get a gun and shoot.
It is sad. We're going to come back to you in just a moment. We're talking to my man, Alonzo, supervisor of the outreach team. You know, they take a real beating out there on the streets. And I did that for many, many years. I rode the buses. I did outreach. And I've noticed something about black men. Black men do not want to see other black men succeed. I want to salute you, Alonzo, for being a supervisor, for being a leader. I know out on the streets people say bad things about all kinds of organizations that are led by African Americans because they don't want to see us succeed. They don't want to see us be on top. They do want to see us in the penitentiary, and they do want to see us fail. But we have to look at the Mad Dads in our organization, and we are African-American men that are doing well, that are succeeding. We're going to go right to the line, 6565. How you doing? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dad. How you doing?
How you doing? 6565,
you're on the air.
What's going on with you? How you doing today? My name is Swan, and I was calling about the violence that's going on around in the neighborhood. You know, we need to put some guns, you know, take these guns up out of these kids' hands to give them some sense of guidance because, you know what I'm saying, it seems like our kids out here right now are leaning on to their own understanding and they're just doing the work of it, you know what I'm saying, for the wrong people. They got, you know what I'm saying, they ain't got the right kind of guidance out here right now. We got to be bigger and better role models to our younger kids out here in the neighborhood. Crazy.
You know, you have
things are going up here.
You're absolutely right.
You know yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because at the beginning of the year, I had lost my nephew to gun violence. And then a month after that, I lost my cousin to gun violence. And it's just like enough is enough. It's time for us brothers to start standing up and being better role models to the younger brothers out here in the community. You know, it was just like we just went to a younger brother's funeral yesterday, you know what I'm saying? And just being there just took me back to, you know what I'm saying, for my nephew's funeral and my cousin's funeral. It's time for the body to stop the neighborhood. It's time for somebody to do something about it, man. It's getting out of control, man. I don't know, hey, we need to start standing up with men. So with that, you know what I'm saying?
You know, I want to ask you, I want to thank you for being out on the team and reaching out and turning your life around and going into treatment to get it straight. What was it that made you change your life and turn it around?
What made me change my life and turn it around because, you know what I'm saying, I wanted to be part of the solution and not the problem today, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying, I used to, you know, be out on the streets as a young man, you know what I'm saying, gang-banging and doing the same things put us out here for, but, you know what I'm saying, I seen there wasn't no life in that, you know what I'm saying? I was going to start living today instead of just dying, you know what I'm saying, and killing my brothers out here and teaching, you know what I'm saying, and hurting them by, you know what I'm saying, selling them drugs and doing those type of things. And I found a better way, you know what I'm saying? I want to give back to the community, you know what I'm saying? That I want to help tear down, you know what I'm saying? To be a better, you know what I'm saying, product of my body, you know what I'm saying? You know, just to, you know, do some outreach, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Give back that was really given to me just to, some hope, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And some bags, get some morals and some bags. Be a better pop.
Well, thank you, brother. Thank you very much. I appreciate you coming on the Blog Talk Radio. We're going to go right to 7847. Been on the whole line. We're talking to Blog Talk Radio right here at Mad Dads Nationwide, all over the country. We're talking about the homicides in the community and the guns and the violence in our community. 7847, you live on air. 7847, you're live on
air. Hey, what's up, BJ, man? This is Adrius. Minneapolis Mad Dads, man. We just out here. Yeah, we just out here on the bus, man, trying to reach it to the community, man, help the people find housing and jobs and centering these kids, man, make sure they stay out of the streets, man. I mean, we just out here doing good things, man. We're in the community, man, trying to help out, trying to give back to the community. I know we took a lot from the community, especially myself. I took a lot from a lot of people and their families now. I'm just out here, man, trying to give back to the community. Good thing. I'm with the Mad Dads, man. Just a This is the only thing that's this is the only thing that's not negative that I have done in my life. I mean, pretty much all my life I've been just going in and out of prison, just doing things that's not welcome in the neighborhood or the community. I mean, I took a lot from the people, man. I'm just trying to get back.
Well, could you really talk? Because I know that you're my Somalian brother. I love you, man, so much. Could you say a few words to the young Somalian brothers in their language so they'll know what you're talking about, too, because we're going worldwide.
Go ahead. I mean, yeah, I can say something in the language, man. Hey, well, I like Somali, but I was in the language, but I was behind this show, yeah. Met the Somalia, but it's all good. I was in the Shokoin, I was in Korea. waxay ka caawiyaan ciyaal badan baan dareenka ka kaxaynaa waa la ciyaarnaa magaaladaan geynaa dariiqaan ka kaxaynaa caqli celin camal adiga sida wanaagooda iyo dhibka iyo si aysan dhib u gaarin marka wax fiican baan u qabanaynaa communitygan meedeas Minneapolis aan hopula insha allah Minneapolisan kiranta insha allah maxaa la oranayay meedee chapter of the Somali community so that's what we're working on PJ man.
Hey, thank you very much, brother. I appreciate you, and I appreciate all that you're doing. I love you very much. Look forward to seeing you later this evening, okay?
All right.
That was my Somalian brother kicking in. Now we're going to go right to, you listen to Mad Dad's Blog Talk Radio nationwide, all over the country. We're talking about what's going on with the violence in our community. We have had many incidents with guns and violence. We just had a family, a father of nine kids that was killed trying to stop a fight. Now, we're going to have a fundraiser for that family at 4 o'clock this Thursday at where the Lauren Cafe is in North Minneapolis. We want you to come and join us. We're going to go right to 9016. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, and how you doing?
Hey, what's up, Brother VJ? This is Dorsey, man. Dorsey Howard, author of the book One Way. And I'm also a member of the Minneapolis Mad Dads. God sent me to you to help out to do this with the community. One thing got to me, man. Yesterday, we went to a funeral, and it turned me from a mad dad to a sad dad. I was really sad in there doing my job, looking at all these young girls and boys and kids and families, and the place was packed with tears and hurt and pain. Cause of a gun violence, cause somebody decided to pull the trigger, man. So I made a video and I wrote a book, and I'm trying to really help stop this violence, man, and get it in schools and get to these little kids so they don't go into this what they see in their big brothers and their uncles and their cousins and their friends do. We got to put a stop to this, and we got to do it now. So that's why I become a mad dad, and I appreciate what you're doing, and I thank you for letting me come aboard, Brother VJ.
Well, let me tell you this, man. We all got a little upset. We all got a little tense yesterday. That was hard for us. But, you know, we have to keep pushing because our children, our future needs us. So you keep doing what you're doing. What's the name of that book again?
That book is called One Way by Dorsey Howard Jr. And it's out there, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, you name it. Or they can email me at HDORSEY12@yahoo.com, and we got a curriculum put together, and we're trying to do classes with it. We got to do something, man. One thing, VJ, that's going on here is that in California they had the Crips and the Bloods, and they didn't play no Disciples and Vice Lords. In Chicago we had Disciples and Vice Lords, and we didn't play no Crips and Bloods. Little bitty Minnesota got it all. All these big city gangs are here, and everybody blaming Chicago. It's more than that. They from New York, Detroit, Atlanta, everywhere. It's here, and it's too small. So we got to do something to get in the middle of it and just break it up. Just stop it now.
You know, I agree with you, man. Thank you very much, and I appreciate that. Now, what made you want to write that book? Tell me a reason why you wanted to write it.
Because I was sitting in court, and they were about to call me a career criminal because all of my terrible childhood life I lived. They were about to be called a career criminal, and they were about to give me 25 years to life. And I prayed to God. I really got serious with God at that moment, and I ended up getting a year and a half. But before I went to prison and got caught, I was into it in the streets with the gangs, with all kind of people. I mean, people you don't really want to be into it with. And I just didn't care. And I kept a gun. And I just said, God, I've been in and out of this all my life. Please, I can't do this no more. I'm finna die in these streets, or I'm finna get 25 to life in penitentiary. And I asked him to help me do something positive, help me to give back. And he said, sit down and write. And BJ, I did it. Now the curriculum's done, and all I need is people to reach out and help me. Come help me get this to these students. I'll be willing to do some classes for free for these people just to save these lives before it's too late for another brother.
You know, I want to know something, and this is important. I realize that they say the guns are coming from Chicago. What investment does Chicago have to killing our babies?
Oh, I really didn't hear the question. I'm on the bus working right now, so it's a little loud. I'm sorry about that. But I know the guns. When I lived in the projects of Chicago, we didn't have no guns. We didn't have no money or nothing. But all of a sudden, the guns came by the caseloads. It's like the trains came and slowed down and stopped almost by the projects and let us just bust them in, bust in and get guns, boxes of guns. It's like, go kill each other. Go kill each other. And that's what we started doing. That was way back 30 years ago. And it's happening in Minneapolis like I've never been seen it before in my life. And we got to put a stop. We got to put a stop. You know.
That's right. You're absolutely right. I want to thank you for calling in. You've been listening to Blog Talk Radio. That was my man Dorsey Howard. He's got a book out called Left Turn. That's what it is, and I appreciate him very much and thank him for calling. It's pretty noisy over there because they're out there on the streets and doing what we do best and reaching out to the community. You know, what's really sad is that those homicides are senseless. Many of them are senseless. Many of them are worthless. People are dying at parties, and people are dying trying to work on their cars, and people are dying over what somebody said on Facebook. People are dying because they don't accidentally shoot somebody or accidentally shoot the wrong person. People are dying for reasons that make no sense at all. And yet and still, if you look at the statistics from the Minneapolis Police Department and the neighborhood stats, there are areas where people aren't dying at all. From January to May, there are areas that have zero homicides. But Jordan has 3. Longfellow has 2. East Phillips has 1. Near North has 1. And so, even though this is the 2014 stats, that's not a lot of homicides, but still, that's more homicides than we need. Because there's neighborhoods in here that have 0 homicides. They have 0. But when you look at downtown, West Downtown, 15 women got raped in West Downtown. 5 women got raped in Cedar Riverside neighborhood. And 3 women got raped in the Central neighborhood in South Minneapolis. But in the rest of the neighborhoods, there were 0 women that got raped. 1 woman got raped in Near North. And you would think that would be really, really high. Now, when it comes to robberies, 163 people got robbed in West Downtown. And 33 people got robbed in the Jordan neighborhood. And in the Ventura Village, which is over south, 36 people got robbed. I'm going to go back to the phone line. I've got some folks that want to talk. Going back to 5737. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dabs. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, BJ? I was listening to them stats, man. That's crazy. You know, I can't believe it. It's like the men in our community are almost doomed to say men, I'm thinking, it's like, I mean, you know, I'm ashamed, you know, I'm ashamed. You know, I mean, as many beautiful women we have in this state, the women I know with me in here, 11 to 1. You can't find one girl to say yes without running out here snatching some lady and trying to rape you, man. That's ridiculous. you know, and the robberies and the things that's going on, these mostly men. You know, we don't even have enough men here as it is, you know. I mentor a lot of young men in the community, man. They need something to do with some brothers out here, man, with really decent diet. You know what I'm saying? But I'm glad they're doing what they're doing and not trying to guide these brothers into doing something, you know, like them. You know, I mean, it's heartbreaking to have changed my life to do something different, to doing something different, seeing so much agony and pain come, you know, from these young men. How are these brothers really going to try to do something? They don't have any diet. They don't have anybody that's going to show them the right way. I mean, the real right way. Not getting outside of drugs or porn or manipulating the system, trying to get on public aid, trying to get on social security, trying to do something to get a few bucks, but to really become something. You know? And I really want to thank you. They gave me an opportunity to be a real man.
Well, you know, I want to say something to you that I think is really important, and I'm gonna turn you off so I can get that baby to stop crying, because that baby sure know how to cry. I want to say this to you, Alonzo, and I truly mean this. When you first started, you were hearing a lot of stuff about Mad Dads, about the organization, a lot of negative stuff, and you went out and you found out for yourself, was that stuff valid? Was it true? And you went out and found out for yourself that what we're trying to do is a real deal. But there are people out there that look like us, that talk like us and walk like us, that want to destroy anything that people that look like them are doing to promote what they're doing. I want to promote and respect and honor anything that my people are doing. And I'm glad that you're following in my footsteps to be that kind of a leader that believes in everybody. And anybody that's going to talk negative about the work we do, we'll allow them to do that on their own time. But continue to let God lead us to help and serve our people. I want to thank you for demonstrating that kind of leadership, regardless of what people say or do, Lonzo. I'm proud of you and the rest of the team, and I just want to say that publicly on this for my brother. Okay?
Thank you, VJ. I mean, really, thank you. I mean, ever since I've been doing different and getting changed in my life, you know, I just buried my son in Chicago. I think that's two other boys in Chicago. And they both got jobs. They both kind of do something. Instead of hanging out. I mean, my son used to be one of those young men to snatch people's phones. You know what I mean? Snatch people's iPods and stuff like that. So he seen that I was doing something different. And he went and got a job. You know? And I explained it to him. All that fast money gets you fast to trouble. Gets you fast to the grave, fast to shit. You know, and I'm just blessed to be alive out of all the things I've done in my life. You know, and being able to have a blessing. To be able to give back to others, brother, maybe things in the right direction. You know, Mad Dad really, really an amazing organization. I really don't understand why the men in our community don't speak and understand that you're right. We were just walking around with one of the brothers yesterday, and he called us slaves. And you really made me feel good and proud when we got ready to leave. You know, I am a slave. I used to be a slave to dope. I used to be a slave to gang. I used to be a slave to anything that was next. Now I'm a slave to righteousness.
Amen. Amen, brother. God bless you. Thank you, brother. I had to let you go. There's too much noise going on in the background. I'm going to try to go to 2143. Yes, sir, 2143 Blog Talk Radio, live nationwide. How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. You on Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Blog Talk. Well, I was just calling in regards to what you was talking about gun violence. And I think it starts at the fact that I just think everything starts at home. And I think that when parents don't raise their children and get them involved in things and to talk to them about gun violence and to talk to them about these streets and about the badness, because when you shoot people, you eventually get shot. And it's like parents are not explaining these things to their children. They're making these children think that whatever they do out here is okay. When I see families like that, that makes it okay for their kids to go out here. They know their kids are gangbanging. They know their kids are selling drugs. They know their kids are doing all this bad stuff. And they don't like come down on him about it enough. You know, like if it's my kids, every time I see him, I'm going to come down on him about it. I'm going to let him know how much I don't like it and how much I don't like that around me. I see families that don't do that. And these kids grow up thinking that it's okay, and then that same kid that goes around thinking it's okay to gangbang, sell drugs, shoot, then he eventually gets shot and he dies. You know, and then he's looking at, and people don't think, these parents got to realize why these kids are laying on the bed and they're dying. They're thinking, why did my mom protect me from this? They're thinking, why didn't somebody reach out their hand and guide me the right way? You know, what I've seen in the gun violence, I mean, I hate guns. I hate anybody that carry guns. I don't like it, and it's taken away too many people, and we're not guiding our children the right way.
Absolutely, that's right. And as a mother, that is, as a mother that is trying to look out for your teenage kid, your son growing up to be a good kid, and I'm proud of you for that. You did a great job, okay?
A lot of hard work and sweat, you know, and letting them know what's in these streets for real. I let my kids think that it was just nice out here. You know, that you're just going to get nice things and you can go out here and have so much fun. No, I show all my kids all the bad of the street, and that's what these parents need to do. Stop, you know, showing the kids about all the money that you get and all these nice things you get. Show them the bad parts, the parts where people are dying. People are going to jail for 30 years and giving away their whole life, you know, to these people where they can't even live and raise their children. I show my kids that part.
That's right. Show them the bad part. You listen to Blog Talk Radio live right here in Minneapolis, Minnesota, the national headquarters for Mad Dads. Giving a big shout-out to everybody. And don't forget, tonight is our support group, Tuesday night and Thursday night at 5 o'clock. Free food, free daycare. Come on down and watch my man James Brown get down in the kitchen. We do it like we got to do it, and you're going to enjoy yourselves, man. We have one of the greatest support groups in the country. Okay, I'm going to 9016. 9016, welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Jay, this is me again. I had to call back, brother. This is Brother Dorsey that wrote the book One Way, and I just had to say something, man. I had to say that what I saw yesterday, these guys, these kids, if you're listening, hear me. When you shoot that person, when you kill that man, you ain't killed that man only. You killed his son. You killed their kids. You killed their mama. You killed the whole community. You killed a lot of people. So next time before you pull that trigger, think about all the people, the community you're about to kill. And another thing I did a study, a thing out of my book at South High School here in Minneapolis, at South High School, about who do you blame? Because a lot of kids blaming and they angry. And the number one answer, BJ, I got was the dads. The number one answer was they blame their fathers. And so, hey, dads, if you hear me out here, you're getting these kids life, man. Pep dads, uncles, granddads, brothers, getting these kids life, man.
That's right. You got that right. Get it alive. Thank you, bro.
Hey, VJ, this is Alonzo. I'm with Dorsey. I got some people want to know when this funeral is for this fundraiser we passing out. We don't have any information on when the funeral is, what time, where, nothing. I tried to call Angela, if y'all can call her and have her call me and give me the information, because nothing is on this flyer that has anything to do with the funeral or anything, just the fundraiser.
Okay, we'll get you that information as soon as we can, okay?
All right.
Thank you very much.
We love.
You've been listening to Blog Talk Radio. I want to thank all of the callers for calling in. I want to remind you to make sure you tune in. Check us out. Also, the Center for Fathering welcomes its new clients during the follow intake hours. If you can bring them, you can come in Monday through Friday from 9 to 4, and then on Friday from 9 until noon. Come in, and if you want to call, if you're a father and you want help, 612-455-4643. Blog Talk Radio, Mad Dads Nationwide. The brothers are out on the street now and every day, reaching out to our community and making a difference. That's what we do. We want to thank you. God bless you. Remember, we love you, and there's really, truly nothing you can do about it. We're going to listen to some of my man, of course, Short Body, putting it down like no other brother can.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, because you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto, and he's pressing nothing left. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west.
badass, how you feel? All the streets be keeping real. Day and night, the struggle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do? All I seen was knocking blue. Soldiers showing love.
Out of her. Ooh, out of her. Ooh, out of her. Ooh.